There's good news today about peanut allergies. The New England Journal of Medicine is reporting the first strong evidence that there is a way to prevent children from developing peanut allergies. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, doctors hope the discovery will help fight this increasingly common food allergy.
Lots of kids are allergic to peanuts in the United States and other countries, and Dr. Gideon Lack of King's College in London says the rate at which kids are developing peanut allergies has been soaring.
Peanut allergy can be extremely serious. The symptoms can range from very mild rashes, hives, flushing, all the way to breathing difficulties, compromise in cardiac function, and anaphylaxis, which can be life-threatening. This is affecting 1 in 50 school-aged children. That is a very significant problem.
But Lack noticed something intriguing about peanut allergies. Israeli children are much less likely to be allergic to peanuts than Jewish children in, say, Britain or the United States. He wondered why. Then he got a clue.
My Israeli colleagues and friends and young parents were telling me, look, we give peanuts to these children very early, not whole peanuts, but peanut snacks.
Peanut snacks called bamba,
which is a puff made of peanut butter and corn.
They're wildly popular in Israel. Parents give them to their kids when they're really young, which is very different from what parents do in Britain and the United States, where a lot of parents won't let their kids near anything that's touched a peanut.
And that raised the question whether early exposure would prevent these allergies.
By training babies' immune systems not to overreact to peanuts. It was a pretty radical idea. Would the exact opposite of what a lot of people thought be the answer to peanut allergies?
It's really a very fundamental change in the way we're approaching these children.
To find out, Lack identified more than 600 babies who were at high risk of developing peanut allergies. He asked half of the infants' parents to start feeding them peanut in some form, peanut soup, peanut butter mixed with fruit, before their first birthday. By the kids' fifth birthdays, the results were pretty dramatic.
What we found was a very great reduction in the rate of peanut allergy. We found a reduction which is a greater than 80%.
Among the kids who started eating peanut when they were babies. Based on the findings, Lack thinks most parents should start feeding their babies peanut products as early as possible. Not whole peanuts or peanut butter, but peanut mix into other foods to avoid any possible choking hazard.
We've moved really 180 degrees from complete avoidance to we should give peanuts to young children actively.
Other allergy experts hailed the results as an important advance. Dr. Scott Sicherer is with the American Academy of Pediatrics.
This is a major study, really what we would call a landmark study. There's been a huge question about why there's an increase in peanut allergy and what we can do to try to stem that increase. And this is a study that directly addresses that issue.
But Sicherer says parents have to be careful. Some kids are really sensitive to peanuts.
If you're a parent sitting at home with your child looking at them saying, well, gee, they didn't eat peanut yet, maybe I should run to the cupboard and get some peanut butter for them, it could be a little bit dangerous because if you do that and child has a bad allergic reaction, you would be at home having a problem.
So Sicherer says parents who have some reason to think their kids might be allergic to peanuts should get them tested first and then only try feeding them peanuts with a doctor in the room. But for most parents, some specialists say, the new findings should encourage them to start feeding their kids peanut as early as possible. Dr. Hugh Sampson heads the Jaffe Food Allergy Institute at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York.
This is a question we get asked constantly in our clinic. When parents come in, you know, they often have young children. They want to know what should they do. This really provides us with the answer.
A key question is whether kids will have to keep eating peanuts to avoid ever having an allergic reaction. To find out, Lack's study is continuing. He asked the kids in his study to stop eating peanuts to see if they end up developing allergies or not. Rob Stein, NPR News.